Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard, victim of horrific child abuse by her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, who turned out was suffering with Munchausen by proxy, causing, I'm sure, irreputable damage to her little girl, who is now 32 years old and seeing freedom for the very first time. It's an interesting case to watch. It's horrific to watch and to understand what she went through. And I would also say, as a parent, it's scary to see what the world may hold ahead for Gypsy Rose herself, knowing her background and knowing what she knows or really doesn't know about the world that she is about to enter into. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Siobhan, this is, I mean, it's a heart-wrenching case. The amount of abuse, absolutely mind-boggling of what this woman went through. To start out, let's talk about Munchausen by proxy in general and what that exactly means. It's a term that's been thrown out there. I know I understand it as much as I can from following this case, but give us a better idea of how this sort of thing develops and how Gypsy Rose ended up being a victim of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, and her disease of Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah, this was just an extraordinarily severe and extreme case, as you mentioned, and she's just got to have tremendous developmental disabilities because of being raised for so many years by this woman. You know, it's not well understood why some people develop, as we call it now, factitious disorder imposed on another. A lot of people, more people have factitious disorder, which means they make up their own illnesses. They may experience some symptoms, but they do it for the purpose of getting attention and nurturing. It's more insidious when it's imposed on a child, and this is nearly always by a mother. Often the mother has some kind of healthcare or medical background or medical knowledge. They don't always, but often they do. And it's when they inflict in a variety of ways illnesses or injuries upon their child. It may be feeding them poison to make them have gastrointestinal problems. It may be causing wounds. Then apparently the wounds don't heal. But in fact, that's because the parent is inducing more damage. And they take the child in repeatedly, often to a lot of different doctors, emergency rooms, seeking intrusive or extreme medical care. Now that we have the internet, these people are often running GoFundMe campaigns, and they make a tremendous amount of money from doing this. But it's really the attention that's the primary motive for them.
I was going to ask you about that, the attention that they're getting. I was going to ask, you know, what is feeding this? And the attention, is it the attention that's coming from the child needing that parent because of the inflictions that have been imposed upon them? Or is it more so the public attention, the friends, the family, if it goes as far as in the case of Gypsy Rose Blanchard and Dee Dee, media attention and going to local television stations, going to groups like Make-A-Wish and such, which were very involved in their life. Habitat for Humanity, that's how they got their home. Is all of that feeding it? What's the key motivator here for someone like who Dee Dee was?
Yeah, I think you nailed it with those two components. They have the dependency of the child, which in some twisted way gives them a role in life. You know, they're the one meeting all the child's needs, and so they have a purpose. And these are often people who really don't have a very normal identity. They don't have a sense of being an adequate person in the world. So now I am this very sick child's caregiver. I keep them alive. I do all these extreme things for them. So they enjoy that role. But there's also this incredible need. They often, I think, have a histrionic personality quality where they just have to be in the spotlight all the time. And they don't have any other way to be in the spotlight other than through illness, which is really a horrible way to do it.
We don't see, at least publicly, a lot of cases where this is brought up where it ever ends well. It's not, oh, mom got the treatment and everybody ended up having a happy Thanksgiving and everyone realized their faults and their issues. I mean, when someone falls into this, is there a way out when we're talking about someone like who Dee Dee was?
Yeah, you know, would a person who is this aberrant is probably the best word I can say. Mm-hmm. Are they ever going to be a functional, normal person? No, probably not. Is there any kind of treatment that can fix what's wrong with them? Probably not. I wish we had that kind of magic wand. We'd do all kinds of great things with it. But the best outcome, which happens a good deal of the time with these cases, is somebody in the medical system has a red flag that there's something like this going on. Social services is contacted, they get involved, and the child is put into a foster care home where they can at least, the child can have a better prognosis. They can get some help and treatment, and generally they cut ties with the parents. So could there have been a better outcome? And then, of course, the parent, that individual, is kept away from children for the rest of their life and probably managed into some kind of supervised treatment program where people are at least monitoring them and their behavior to some degree and keeping them away from kids.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NoCD comes in. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NoCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.